Hey folks, Dan Furrier here with your market update for March 25th, 2024. So the bribery, I mean the political crank campaign promises are back. It was a Freudian slip, that bribery thing. But remember back a couple years ago when President Biden was running for president, he made these promises about first-time homebuyer stuff, and that never really came through. I'm going to show you that information here. And now what's the bribery? I mean, I'm sorry about that. What is the political ploys this time? Well, that's what we're going to talk about, and I want to make all this make sense to you guys out there if you're contemplating buying a house in 2024, which is an election year, because most people are saying, well, rates are going to come down, so is it a good year to buy? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. But without further ado, let's do what we normally do. Let's get why you're here. Mortgage rates. So these are the top six mortgage rates that people get when they're buying their first house. These are not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What happens or how we accumulate this data is Mortgage News Daily. They do a fantastic job with this. They survey lenders all over the country and they ask them these five questions. The five questions are, if you had a first-time home buyer looking to buy a primary home where they live and a single-family home, well, that's probably you in most cases. But these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. You don't need a 780 credit score. And you don't need to put down 25%. Most home buyers are putting down 3% right now. So if you need some assistance buying a house or maybe buying your first piece of property in 2024, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because I'm a mortgage loan officer. Would love to help you guys, and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So I'll help you out no matter where you are. But let's get to today's data. We go over to the economic news for today. Let's get over to here. Well, let's just start this. Another $5.8 billion in student loan forgiveness targeted by the president. And then who are these to help? Well, these are to help first responders, the people that he loves. Okay, but if you come over here, remember back during COVID, hundreds of hospital staffers fired because they wouldn't take the vaccine. But now President Biden loves them once again, and they're going to give them credit relief on their student loans. So just remember, guys, let's see how, you know, basically how well this worked out the last time we got a lot of these promises. So the next thing we want to go over here is remember back in 2020 when there was like, okay, there's going to be help for first-time homebuyers instead of proposed in Congress, but never passed. Okay, you go down through here and legislation passed forgiveness for first-time homebuyers access to a $25,000 credit. That's what President Biden was promising everybody in the 2020 campaign, and this hasn't been passed yet. So that's just one other piece of the equation right through here. Now President Biden's saying, I'm going to offer a $10,000 tax break if you buy this time. So we're giving, you know, everybody free student loans now. They didn't pass the last promises they made us back at the last campaign for first-time homebuyers, even though they've been in office now 4 years and had total control the first year or two. But now they switched the agenda and now they're giving you a tax credit. So let's get past all the smoke screens. Let's figure out what's going to really happen this year and the whys behind it. So let's get over to that. Right through here, like I said, we have the economic calendar for today is basically new home sales. I'm going to give you a little bit of that agenda here in a second because that's our focus in this report is figuring out should you buy in 2024. So the thing that we have right through here, home prices are starting to stagnate a little. They're getting back to post or pre-pandemic levels. What happened in the past, basically throughout history, is house prices would move up maybe 3, 4, 5% a year. It wouldn't go 10, 15, 20%. That's why I said there's markets that saw 30, 40% appreciation in 2 years. They're going to give some of that back. And they have gradually. There hasn't been a crash, and I never predicted a crash. But if you go through here, it says U.S. home prices increased 0.6% from a month before in February, in line with the projections. And if you go down through here, it also tells you what the norm is. U.S. home prices increased, okay, but the norm before the pandemic, it's normal for prices to grow about 0.5% each month or 5 to 6% a year. So that's the norm behind things. And I've showed you that in multiple calendars that we have. But you have a lot of people coming out there saying there's a glut. There is a huge glut of inventory coming to the market. Thus, the market's going to crash again. Well, we've had that crash video for so long, that's kind of getting a little overdone. So let's get over to the facts behind this. Mortgage delinquency rates are they're going down. So we're not going to have a lot of foreclosures coming to the market. We already know we don't have a lot of existing homes coming to the market. Well, how about permits? What's going on with permits? You can see right through here, U.S. permits. Let's go back through here for over the last 10 years. Where have we been? Well, we completely dropped off the ball right here. So let's go back in from 10 years ago. You can see where inventory usually grows. It's like the economy or our population grows. We have immigration coming in, legal and illegal, and you have other people coming in, plus people are born and people die and so forth. So you usually need an uptick in the housing, in the number of house units we have. So that was ticking along real nice right through here. And if we just expanded this out, we would be, let's say, up to about here. Okay, so that looked about right for a line if you go through here. Okay, so let's say that. Well, here we were way under. And right through here, we're under. So we do have a housing shortage. A lot of people say, oh, this is a bunch of malarkey. This isn't. Guys, here's the facts. Okay, so this is what's going on. So we have home inventory is coming in a little bit, but it's not robust. We have prices that are just ticking up like normal. And now let's get to see what's going on with mortgage rates. So what we figure out for that is, a lot of you guys don't believe me that rates are going to come down. I actually did a survey the other day and I said, how many rate cuts you think we're going to have? The norm was zero. People thought we would have zero rate cuts this year. Well, only time will tell. But let's go and see what the Federal Reserve is actually telling us from the CME FedWatch tool. So what this is this basically tells us what the Fed's expected to do at the next few meetings. Well, with this, we're going to go through and see what the probability of all this is. We're going to look at this in the dot plot real quick. So what we see right through here is, what's the probability of rates coming down? Well, right now, the rates of the federal funds rate, that's what the Federal Reserve controls, it's 5.25 to 5.5, and it's staying right there. It's not moving in May, but it's supposed to start moving in June. So right now, we're expecting the May results from the Federal Reserve to be nothing. They're going to keep rates steady. As the data comes in and as they see the economy is doing what they're doing, right now there is a 65% chance that they're going to cut rates. Okay, this is from the CME Watch tool. But let's go over to what the dot plot is telling us, because this is actually telling us where the Fed members actually are putting check marks on where they expect the rates to be. So right through here is what you have, the dot plot. This came out last week. It was a new one. The Federal Reserve does this 4 times a year. Previously, they said the rates were going to be right through here. 2024, the 2023 is gone. So that was right up through here. It's 5.25 to 5.5. That's where we were right here. So now in 2024, this is from the Fed, folks. They're saying we're going to go from this mark here, right in this category here, we're going to go down to here, 4.5 to 4.75. So that means the Fed's going to cut rates. This again is from the Fed. Most of the members are saying we're going to be at 4.5 to 4.75. That's 75 basis points off of where we are right now. So this is from the Federal Reserve, guys. This isn't me. So to kind of conclude this stuff, we have inventory coming, but we're still behind the curve there. Okay. So that's what we're having built. All right, that's number one. Existing home sales, like people like me that currently own a house, we're not looking to move because my rate on my house, believe it or not, is a 30-year fixed at 2.625. Yes, 2.625. So I'm not selling my house. So you don't have that. So you don't have the permits there to really increase inventory. You don't have existing home sales coming in. You don't have mortgage delinquency coming in. So what's going to cure this thing? Don't know. And it sure isn't going to be, some promises that were being said that, we're going to give you some free money to buy houses and everything else. So that's basically the tune behind here. Now, folks, I'm not a Biden basher. I'm just a realist. If Trump was doing these same things, I'd be saying the exact same thing. So my whole goal or my whole kind of my rebuttal with all this stuff is the government is, it's like legal bribery when they come in and they start telling you things. And then 9 times out of 10, as you get older, you realize this. Most of the things that they promise us during the election doesn't happen. Okay, they promise us all these things, and then 9 times out of 10, they don't fulfill those promises, and then they just come back with a little bit of a tweak of that promise. So please don't vote based on a lot of those promises. Vote on what your beliefs are. That's that part of it. But when it comes to the economics, the housing market should be getting a little bit back to normal. We do have less inventory, but we do have high rates. That's hurting demand. Okay, but you don't have the robust houses coming to market, so you're just going to have an equilibrium. equilibrium, basically where we are right now. So that's my prediction for this year. We're going to have a flat housing market, very similar to last year. Mortgage rates are going to subside. That'll help the transaction part of things, but it's not going to be another huge year of appreciation for homes. It's just going to get back to the humdrum normal piece that we were in, unless the government comes in and just starts throwing money at all this stuff again. And I ask them, please don't do that. You're already spending enough money on things that we don't need. So that's what's happening right now. So when you get to the economic calendar for today, you can see right through here, building permits came in. The reading, previous reading was 1.48. It actually came in at 1.5. So that's upticking a little bit. Building permit changes, those are upticking some. But these aren't, you know, it's not going to push so much inventory into the market that house prices are going to plummet. When it comes for rates for today, right through here, this is what we focus in on, folks. So if you're new to my channel, how do we figure out what's going on with mortgage rates? I don't guess. I don't really watch the 10-year treasury. I don't watch the Fed. I watch this right here. This is a bond. This bond right here is a mortgage bond. Okay, the yield or the rate on this bond is the biggest portion of your mortgage rate. So that's why we focus in on this thing. What's it telling us? Right now it's telling us the bond price is 100.94. The price is dropping a little bit. So how bonds work is the price goes up in most cases. If you've seen right through here, it's been up from there all the way up to here. When the price of a bond, any bond, goes up, the yield goes down. It's like a yin yang, an inverse. So when the price that you're seeing right through here is going down, it means rates are going up. This isn't going to affect rates at all, folks. So a 0.3, a 0.4, a 0.5 isn't really going to be doing anything. Here's where rates are right now. We are under the 7 handle. You can see there over on the 30-year fix. I'm expecting that to just gradually keep going down and down and down. You might have some hiccups on days where it might pop up a little bit or take a little bit of a bigger drop down, but it'll come back into normality and start to just gradually taper down throughout the year. So that's the expectations there. I did tell you I'd give you all my information at the end of the video. This is me. Who am I? What do I do? Well, I'm actually I'm a mortgage advisor, but I'm a loan officer. I'm a broker. Okay, I work with Allied First Bank. So I'm a federally chartered bank loan officer, meaning I can help you anywhere in the whole country. Unique thing about us is we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. Here's what that means to you. It means you can put in one application with me. I'll pull your credit one time. We're set up currently with 73 lenders. That means I can help you, or I can do your work for you. I can take the application and shop your loan with our bank, what kind of programs and rates I can get you with us, and up to 73 the country's largest mortgage lenders out there. So you don't have to do this by yourself. So how do you do this? Well, you get up right through there. Right up through there is the Apply Now tab. All you need to do is click that, put in your information. Within 24 hours, me, Alan, or Dave will be calling you to go over any questions that you have and then put you on the path to home ownership possibly. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I don't know my credit's good enough and I probably make enough money to qualify for a house. I just don't have the money for the down payment and the government keeps promising me they're going to give me that money. What can I do? We have a grant finder up there. We have three fantastic grants. One will give you $10,000. One will give you $5,250. And there's another one that if you don't qualify for either of those, might give you 2 of the 3% down as your down payment. Remember at the beginning of this video, I said if you're a first-time home buyer, you don't need 5% down. You need, in most cases, 3% if you're buying your first house. And we have a program that might be able to give you 2 of those 3%. So check out our grant programs right up there. You're going to find that very informative. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, can I call in or can I email you? That'd be much simpler. Well, you could do either or. You can scroll right down to the bottom of our website and you're going to see that right through here. There's our 800 number, 844-775-LOAN, or you can email me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.